I'll never forget that day. It was my wedding day. There I stood at the front of the church, watching the bridesmaids and groomsmen in the ceremony walk down the aisle. But I couldn't focus on them. I was looking beyond them expectantly. Couldn't they walk a bit faster? I was only waiting to see one person. I was waiting to see her, my bride-to-be, my best friend then and to this day, Brenda. I had been anticipating this day for a very long time. We were high school sweethearts. Then we went to college together. We got engaged a couple of years before graduation, and about a month after graduating, the big day had finally arrived. Soon, I would see her appear at the back of the church sanctuary, and I was more than a little nervous waiting. Then, I saw her, and she took my breath away. That moment is forever seared in my memory. I was overjoyed. Did you know that God also waits for his bride, and he is also looking forward to the day when he will be overjoyed at the sight of her in all her splendor? Wait a minute. God has a bride? Well, not literally. Throughout the Bible, one of the most common and meaningful metaphors for God's people is a bride. God's people are repeatedly depicted as his wife. But the relationship between God and his people, his bride, has been fractured by the sin and evil in the world. Throughout the biblical story, God's quest is to defeat sin, suffering, and evil, and rescue his bride and the entire world from the clutches of darkness. And God himself longs for the day when he will be reunited with his people in fullness. And that day is even depicted as a wedding day. One depiction goes like this. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. And elsewhere the Bible teaches, on that day it will be said to Jerusalem, the Lord your God is in your midst. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. This verse includes nearly every word in the Hebrew language that refers to joy or delight. It is as if there are not enough words in human language to express God's joy on that day. And what about that language? He will be quiet in his love. Some have suggested that this is like I was on my wedding day. I saw my bride, and she took my breath away. I was silent in my love. So God metaphorically looks on his bride, and she takes his breath away. But then, shouts of joy. Amazing. According to this scene and many others in Scripture, God himself looks forward to the future. Specifically, he looks forward to the future with us. What a thought! God, the creator of all, looks forward to a future with you and with me. A future in which God finally can be with his people in the ways he intended from the beginning, with nothing separated him from his people. Unlike us, however, God has no beginning and he has no end. God is eternal. I say much more about God's eternity and his other attributes in my book, Divine Attributes, Knowing the Covenantal God of Scripture. Here, I will just share a few things. For one, Psalm 102 teaches about God. Of old, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hand. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak, you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. The children of your servants will continue, and their descendants will be established before you. According to this passage and many others, God always has been, and he always will be. And while the things of creation will fade and pass away, God remains, and his people will remain also because of him. God is eternal, and his loving kindness for his people is from everlasting to everlasting. How long is that? Forever and ever and ever without end. Specifically, the Bible teaches, as for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. And he wants to be with you forever. What an amazing truth indeed. This is wonderful news. The eternal God is with us and for us. He himself awaits that day. Look at this wonderful promise. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Perhaps in your life, you are impatient, waiting for a better future. If you place your life in Christ by faith, that better future will come, even if it seems delayed for a while. God's timing is not our timing. And Christ warned his people that in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. In the end, God will make everything right. But in the meantime, we must remember that God's timing is not our timing. The Bible teaches that with God, a day is like 1,000 years. Specifically, 2 Peter 3, verses 9 through 10 teaches, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient or long-suffering with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." Notice in those verses, God is not slow in keeping his promise, but he wants to save as many as he can. And he himself is waiting for that day with even greater anticipation than I was waiting with on my wedding day. On that day, his joy will be full, and so will be the joy of all who wait on him in faith. So what are you waiting for? God has unlimited time, but we don't. This life will come to an end. But you can have a future with the eternal God that never ends. A future of love and life and bliss. Give yourself to him, or if you've already done so, renew your commitment to him today.